What would have happened then was what actually was happening. As has been said, for moments nothing moved except the ever-expanding spheres of destruction. Nothing could move. The inertia of matter itself held it in place until it was too late. Everything close to those centers of action simply flared into turgid incandescence and added its contribution to the already hellish whole. As the spheres expanded, their temperatures and pressures decreased, and the action became somewhat less violent. Matter no longer simply disappeared. Instead, plates and girders, even gigantic structural members, bent, buckled, and crumbled. Walls blew outward and upward. Huge chunks of metal and of masonry, many with fused and dripping edges, began to fly in all directions. And not only, or principally upward, was directed the force of those inconceivable explosions. Downward, the effect was, if possible, even more catastrophic, since conditions were approximated closely the oft-argued meeting between the irresistible force and the immovable object. The planet was, to all intents and purposes, immovable, the duodec to the same degree irresistible. The result was that the entire planet was momentarily blown apart. A vast chasm was blasted deep into its interior, and, gravity temporarily overcome, stupendous cracks and fissures began to yawn. Then, as the pressure decreased, the core stuff of the planet became molten and began to wreak its volcanic havoc. Gravity, once more master of the situation, took hold. The cracks and chasms closed, extruding uncounted cubic miles of fiery lava and metal. The entire world shivered and shuddered in a gargantuan cosmic ague. The explosion itself blew out. The hot gases and vapors cooled. The steam condensed, the volcanic dust disappeared. There lay the planet, but changed. Hideously and awfully changed. Where Grand Base had been, there remained nothing whatever to indicate that anything wrought by man had ever been there. Mountains were leveled, valleys were filled. Continents and oceans had shifted, and were still shifting, visibly. Earthquakes, volcanoes, and other seismic disturbances, instead of decreasing, were increasing in violence, minute by minute. Helmuth's planet was, and would for years remain, a barren and uninhabitable world. "Well," Haynes, who had been holding his breath unconsciously, released it in an almost explosive sigh. "That is inescapably and incontrovertibly that. I was going to use that base, but it looks as though we'll have to get along without it."